16 in front of 6 o'clock and 62 degrees. Time for the first five, we call it. And sad news this morning. Our friend Keith in Owen, avid listener, avid early morning listener. And he says, good morning, Mark. I'm sending this to share with you that my mom went home to be with the Lord yesterday, August 20th, early in the morning. He says she's not been well for quite a while. Please be in prayer for my family through all of this time. He says, I think it's time for You Are Being Loved by Stephen Curtis Chapman again after your best 5 minutes. Keith's mom's name was Jeanette Westaby. So I'm sorry, Keith. Although, as you mentioned, that she had not been well for quite a while. So we commit her into the arms of the Lord, right? So, yeah, You Are Being Loved for sure, friend. We'll get that one here in just a moment on WWIB from Stephen Curtis Chapman on his Speechless Tour. It's the Speechless 25th Anniversary Tour going on these days. And I know coming to the Twin Cities at one juncture, we've got a lot of concerts around here to look forward to. I'll tell you what, you go to WIB.com under the Events tab, all sorts of events going on as far as concerts. Probably the most recent one is going to be September 6th. At beautiful Whispering Oaks in Willard, where they've got the early ticket prices here through almost the end of the month. And I'm just going to WIB.com, and it went to the live section. I didn't want live. I want just WIB.com. Yeah, thank you. Events. And, yeah, you got Micah Tyler on September 6th. Take advantage of that early pricing at $19.95 here. Get while the getting's good for that September 6th concert. Those 70-foot oaks there. Amy Grant, September 21st at the Pablo Center. Jeremy Camp, October 11th, with his wife, Adrian. And so a lot of great concerts to look forward to in coming days. Also, it is August 21st, day number 233 on the year. And no Today in History audio, but I can tell you, 1858, the first of seven debates between U.S. Senate candidates Abe Lincoln and Stephen A. Douglas held in Ottawa, Illinois. Boy, what happened to the whole presidential debates thing? They had seven, and that was historic. I remember studying about that, earning my poli-sci minor at UW-Eau Claire. Lincoln-Douglas debates, very famous. And then in most presidential elections I remember had three. The first big one televised, Nixon and Kennedy, I don't really remember, but again, studied that, right? And the problem was Nixon had the 5 o'clock shadow, and Kennedy, more telegenic. So anyhow, he narrowly won. First Catholic elected president. Anyhow, and then this year we got the early June 27th Trump-Biden debate. I should say last year, which was weird, right? Never heard of a debate that early. And then the one Trump-Harris debate. So also, this is crazy. In 2006, a Kenosha, Wisconsin man on this day got trapped in a waist-deep vat of liquid chocolate. The 21-year-old employee of DeBellis Corporation claims he crawled into the tank to unplug it, only to realize he was stuck when he tried to get out. It took co-workers, police, and firefighters 2 hours to complete the rescue, eventually using cocoa butter to thin down the chocolate and pry him free. Are you kidding me? Right here in Wisconsin. All right, among the special events, it is Burger Day today. I was just talking to a buddy last night about burgers. He's like, I could eat burgers twice a week. And he went out for dinner with his wife, and guess what he had? You got it, a burger. It's also Sweet Tea Day. Our devotional thought from John 13:17, Jason Cann's Notes from the Upper Room. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Jason writes, I thought about it. That was my college roommate's typical response when he was pressed to share whether he had asked somebody on a date. After talking about a potential love interest, I would say you should ask her out. Invariably, his response would come, I thought about it. Jason says, as we've been discussing, Jesus came as Lord, but also teacher. He did not come to download Jesus 101 into his disciples' brains. He came to show them how to live. In the past decade or two, the internet has allowed a resurgent interest in theology with women and men reading Calvin, Spurgeon, and Augustine. Amateur theologians fill their heads with quotes and strongly held convictions. Jason said, I speak as an insider, yet too often we fail to put into practice what we've learned. What happens when there are large heads on weak bodies? We topple over. Jesus was essentially saying to those of us who want to follow him, okay, great, you know my message, but do not just keep it in your head. Live a life of love. Serve one another out of the abundance of your heart. Closing prayer, Jesus, strengthen my hands, my feet, my back, and my heart for the battle that you've called me to enter. I'm prone to archiving theological knowledge that takes me nowhere. Make me one who lives out what I believe in your spirit. Amen. Amen to that this morning. And makes me think of 1 Corinthians 8:1. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. And so we want to be people of love for sure. Thank you, Jason, for that from John 13:17. Special events. It's Brazilian Blowout Day, Burger Day. It is also Poets Day, Senior Citizens Day. The question becomes, and this is like grocery store parking, too, when it says senior citizen parking. What age? I mean, some people say senior citizens are 55. Others say 60. Some say 62, 65. Alva, why do you always got to be introducing the controversy? It's Spumoni Day. Spumoni just takes a back seat to ice cream, it seems to me. But yes, Spumoni. It is Sweet Tea Day. It is International Day of Remembrance and Tribute to the Victims of Terrorism. And it's Internet Self-Care Day. And today's number is 38. This is crazy. That is the height in feet of the world's tallest sandcastle. It was built in June of 2011, 14 years ago, in Connecticut. I mean, they had a ladder out for that. We got a few tunes from Micah Tyler taking us towards 7 this morning. Our own Micah Tyler mini concert. And during this mini concert on WIB, go get your Micah Tyler tickets at differentministry.org. Just $19.95 apiece. I'm going with this music, Caleb, because this story is kind of a mystery to me.
It really is. And the headline here is Jobs for People Who Can't Find Jobs. And it comes from China.
Yeah, in China, the unemployed are so-called working for fake companies.
Hear the air quotes there. One pretend-to-work company goes to a fake office, a physical location to quote-unquote work alongside others who are also trying to find a job and want to connect with quote-unquote co-workers as if they had a job. So I guess it's sort of like it's a fake job.
The employees do pay around $4. The employees pay. So you pay to do this. The employees pay around $4 to be in the office for a few hours.
Here's the thing. As an introvert, I don't understand this in the slightest. Not a bit. So it's like, hey, you're looking to find a job, but you're going to pay someone else to pretend you have a job so you can feel like you have a job. I don't really get it, but China's a little different, and also extroverts are a little different to me. So
okay. And vice versa. Spaces like this have cropped up all over China, apparently, as youth unemployment continues to stay above 14%.
Now, in this fake office, people can search for jobs as well as play games and socialize.
Huh. Okay.
Not for me, but you know what?
What if somebody says, stop bothering me, go get your work done?
I guess so.
I don't really have any work.
Oh, goodness. All it's right. Different. It's different over there, that's for sure.
It is different. Speaking of different, I did a little Micah Tyler mini concert before 7. It was fun. We had like 3+ songs from Micah. It's a great deal. He's got so many great songs, and he's in concert coming up September 6th. It's a benefit concert.
It is. Different Ministry, Whispering Oaks, that incredible new concert venue in Willard, and benefiting the Made New Recovery program, and tickets under $20. I mean, under $20 to see one of the biggest names, I'd say, right now, rapidly ascending in Christian music, in Micah Tyler. So just $19.95 for tickets. There's VIP available. There's family packs available. Differentministry.org. That's differentministry.org. Well, here's the headline. McDonald's in Japan stops selling Happy Meals. Why? This was interesting / confusing.
Yeah, the Japanese version includes a tiny toy and a Pokemon card with the meals.
My son, if he's up and listening, all of a sudden would be wanting to go to Japan. Loves Pokemon, that boy. Well, the first day, the burger outlet McDonald's entire available supply of Happy Meals in Japan sold out quite quickly.
And the Golden Orchards folks had to feel like we're on to something.
I mean, it sold out in a day, everything they had.
So, it was supposed to last longer, okay? The company did not consider that a success, apparently.
They would have thought it was. I mean, remember when McDonald's had, they had Beanie Babies, right? I think I remember this when I was a youngster. Beanie Babies and the Happy Meals.
Yeah,
those were very
really popular.
Yeah,
they were.
Apparently, the Pokemon cards were even more popular. And even though they sold out in a day, the company, again, didn't think that was successful. Why? Well, collectors were buying the meals in bulk.
And here's the thing. They were dumping the food in mounds piled up outside the stores.
That's littering. So it's not just, hey, could I get a Happy Meal? It's, hey, could I get whatever, a bunch of Happy Meals, and then they just dumped out the food outside the store, didn't even try and find a trash receptacle, and kept the cards.
I would totally not do that.
That's horrible.
I don't know.
I mean, and again, usually in Japan, it's a very respectful culture.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate to think about were people from the U.S. coming over to do this.
The cards were then found being sold online for hundreds of dollars.
You would think if you were going to make that much of a profit on the cards that you could at least have time and decency enough to dump the food somewhere else if you didn't want it.
I mean, if, you know, at least eat your burger.
McDonald's Japan said in a statement, quote, "We sincerely accept that our preparations had not been adequate."
So no more Happy Meals for you people.
Guess not.
You didn't
handle it
well.
You abused the privilege of getting a Pokemon card in your Happy Meals, and so they took it away.
Oh, boy. WWIB, the WIB wake-up show here on the crazy things. It's one of the things I love about doing morning radio. You just never know what story you're going to get a chance to share with folks.
Mounds of Happy Meal food piled up outside McDonald's in Japan. I'm just picturing it.
I guess. Well, we had planned a segment on a much more lighthearted subject, but we have some news to share this morning, Caleb.
Yes, this coming from Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk page on Facebook, seen it elsewhere as well, too. They say, today we share the news of the passing of our beloved founder, Dr. James C. Dobson. He went home to be with the Lord peacefully following a brief illness. Dr. Dobson was 89 years old.
And it goes on to say, Dr. Dobson's unwavering faith and tireless devotion to the family shaped generations. For nearly five decades, they say his voice championed life, marriage, and the truth of God's word.
They continue as well. As we grieve, they say, we also give thanks for his life, his legacy, and the mission that lives on through the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. We invite you to join us in prayer and in carrying this mission forward.
And the post from James Dobson's Family Talk, sharing Psalm 116, verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Again, James Dobson passing at the age of 89. And obviously, I mean, Caleb, for years and years, it continues on the show he started in the 70s, Focus on the Family here, still an anchor here on WWIB, 9 in the morning and 6:30 at night. So many years, his voice on this radio station.
Certainly part of the soundtrack of my childhood growing up, listening to WWIB and so many episodes of Focus on the Family and that calm, that peaceful voice of Dr. James Dobson.
I know I had the privilege and opportunity of interviewing him on one or more occasions, and so very impactful and influential with his life.
Well, it is here, not just the start of the high school football season, but another event of athletic derring do, and it's in Beaver, Oklahoma, and wow, these athletes are incredible.
Is this on ESPN 49? It's the 2025 World Cow Chip Throwing Contest, the championship contest coming this Saturday.
Again, this is in Beaver, Oklahoma, part of the Beaver County Free Fair festivities. We want to regale you a little bit with some of the rules and regulations in case you might have a budding cow chip thrower in your household.
For instance, each contestant gets two throws. So if you somehow come up short on the first one, you get another try.
The chips, which are dried cow dung, must be at least 6 inches in diameter.
Okay. And if the chip breaks up in midair, the piece traveling the farthest distance is officially counted.
That's just fantastic. The 2025 World Cow Chip Throwing Championship Contest, a few rules. Contestants select their own cow chip from the wagon, but cannot alter the cow chip in any way.
Oh, and this is important to note. Gloves may not be worn while throwing chips.
I'm out. Also, the goal is to throw the chip as far as possible. That seems to be what would be expected. But what you might not have known is there is a world record for cow chip throwing, 185 feet, 5 inches.
Wow.
Could this be an Olympic sport at some point?
And in the cow chip circles, a lot of talk about who will be the first one to go to 200 feet.
At least in the Midwest, this is what we do to entertain ourselves.